Tim, I am taking a trip this year, and now I've taken trips, plenty of trips, since my daughter was born in 2018, but this is different. My wife and I have not taken a trip, just me and her, since Josie was born.
Ah.
Like, at all. Josie's just turned six.
Okay.
So that tells you how long it's been. We didn't take any trips while she was pregnant either, so even longer than that. We've taken trips with friends. We've done some cons and stuff. We did the Horror Hound
weekend.
You went to one of them? We went to, right?
We went to, well...
Did you go to both of us?
We did Yeah, we went to two of the Cincinnati ones.
We've all done it as a group. Yeah. Cool, so...
It's usually around this time, isn't it? Yeah, because usually the tournament's going on.
I think right now it's going on. Yeah. So we've done a couple of those, but like it was always a group of friends, so it's not the same exactly as like, you know, like just the two of us. So I've talked about Onset Cinema, which is hosted by Myers House NC.
Ooh, quick plug.
Yes.
You, me, and Nikki, a while back, you can still find it out there on our podcast feed and YouTube. We did like our dream Onset Cinema.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. It's a fun episode. It's out there. You can find it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I don't remember everybody's picks, but...
No, me neither. I might have to go back and listen to
it. Yeah, I know. I want to listen now. I want to see if I disagree with myself.
Right.
Now. But you can check it out at MyersHouseNC.com. Kenny Caperton is the guy who runs Myers House NC. For those that don't know, what he does is he does screenings of films on the location they were filmed.
Okay.
And sometimes he has guests, like people that were involved in the movie. Sometimes he has... they're pretty cool. There's all sorts of different details depending on what you're doing. But I'm finally going this year to the farmhouse in North Carolina.
Yes.
From the original Ninja Turtles 1990 live action.
This is where they go, like, after they have to leave New York and they're, like, training.
Raphael
and
gets beat up.
Yeah.
And the antique shop / April's apartment burns down.
Yep.
And they have to hightail it to the farmhouse.
Yep.
And cool section of the movie, like a solid like 15 minutes of the movie where they kind of like try to figure out their lives basically. And then they do the cool, there's some bickering with Casey Jones and April, some flirtation.
Yes.
Some aggressive flirtation, but you know.
Donatello and, is it Donatello and?
Donnie and Casey, yeah.
That's like kind of like the scene that sticks with me.
They fix a truck together.
They fix a truck together.
They do the whole, the alphabet diss thing.
Yep.
Gack face, hose brain. Yep. They do some training in the fields outside the house. Casey sits on a swinging porch chair and it breaks, and that's a funny bit. And then they summon Splinter in the woods at night. His spirit comes, remember, and he's like,
"Yes,
my sons, you can do this." I'm going to the house.
Very nice.
But it's cool because so here's the thing: like, it's not just like. It's not just like I'm showing up and I'm watching the movie on the property and then like leaving. So the way this works, this one is we're going to get there. We get a full tour of the entire property from the owners of the property whose family owned it back when they shot, which is really cool. We get to, we're doing a pizza food truck, and drinks and everything.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. They're going to be screening in the barn where Casey and Donnie fix the truck.
They're going to be doing
They're screening TMNT 1, 2, and 3.
Very nice.
All throughout the night. And then we will be roasting s'mores in the exact spot where they summon
Splinter. The campfire.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
And then I'm spending the night at the house. I get to sleep in the house, which is
awesome. Oh, you get to sleep? Okay.
I should not in the farmhouse. There's an old schoolhouse that's like right next next to it, and they convert it into a house.
Very
so
nice.
I'll be sleeping there, not in the farmhouse. I think the people that own the property sleep in the house. But yeah, you get the idea. So I'm like.
So this is how long is this? This is one night.
One night.
Okay.
Yep. Very starts cool. at 4 p.m. and it's over when people go to bed.
And this is in North Carolina, you said,
yes,
right?
Okay. Yes. Near Wilmington. Yeah.
How long are you guys gonna be down there?
We are planning on being down there for. I think we're gonna fly down. We're gonna do 3 full days down there.
Okay.
So one day will be. At least the afternoon will be dominated by the Turtles thing. But we're going to do some other stuff, too. We're going to hit some restaurants.
Yeah.
Do some shopping. fun stuff, you know, like stuff that you want to do when you're, there's a couple of filming locations I want to hit.
Around that area?
Yeah. I want to go to the April's News building, like the...
Yeah, because they don't, a lot of that is not filmed in New York.
Very little.
Very little is filmed in New York. Yeah.
Mostly establishing shots. And right. Then, like, the opening where they show people like getting pickpocketed and stuff.
Yes.
But that's about it. 90% of the New York street scenes were done on a studio lot. Screen Gems has a studio down there.
Okay.
And that's where they shot all of it. So, but I'm going to go to the news building / alley where Sam Rockwell and Skeet Ulrich mug April. And yeah. There is a manhole cover there.
Regular or menthol? Is that what he says?
That's
right?
Sam Rockwell. Yep. See, I don't think Skeet has any actual.
I don't think he has any lines.
No, yeah. But he's there.
Yeah.
For the opening, so I'm going to do that, and then I'm trying to figure out the accessibility of the Foot Clan's hideout / the part where Shredder walks down the.
Okay.
Where all the kids play. They smoke the regular menthol and they play arcade games. Like the part looks sweet, and I'm like, yeah, I'd join the Foot Clan. Like they're skateboarding and listening to like. Cool rap music. Yeah. And
this
yeah.
is how we.
Yeah, why would you not want to join that? So that was filmed at.
What was your favorite soundtrack? One, two, or three? One. Okay.
Two's a solid second.
Okay. I didn't know if Tarzan Boy maybe bumped up three for you.
Well, Tarzan Boy is the standout. And I actually like the.
ZZ Top song?
The ZZ Top song, and I like the closing credit song too.
What's the closing credit song?
Get into the sound.
Oh, that's but also is that Technotronic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. So good song. All three are really good. But one is the one's got Turtle Power, it's got 9.95, yeah. It's got This Is What We Do.
Yeah. I wore out all three of those cassette tapes.
Dude, the best. Anyway, yeah, the best. So I'm trying to figure out the accessibility of the Foot Clan hideouts.
Okay.
It's there. It's not far from where we're staying. But it's an abandoned cement factory. And I don't know if you can, like, get in without getting arrested.
Okay.
I think we could just probably just like, sorry, I
watch plenty of those, like, YouTube videos where people, like, go on to places that, yeah, they shouldn't. They just get yelled at, kicked out.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a shot, I think. But after the farmhouse, I don't want to, like, ruin my.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah. If I get locked up, I want to make sure it's so I don't. Yeah. But I want to try it. Because so that cement factory is where they filmed the Turtle, the Foot Clan Lair. That is where they filmed Dinotopolis from the Super Mario Brothers.
That was on TV the other day.
It's the same building.
God, that is such a weird fucking movie.
I know, it's bizarre. I kind of love it, though. I don't love it, but I kind of like it.
I love that it exists. I don't necessarily love watching it.
Fair enough. It's where they filmed Top Dollar's Club in The Crow with Brandon Lee.
Okay. I think we talked about that in The Crow episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And they also shot Real Steel with Hugh Jackman at the same
I like Real spot. Steel.
I do too. so that's what I'm doing in July, and I'm really excited about it.
Very cool.
But I want to make sure I've actually chatted with Kenny once or twice now. Great guy. Does awesome work. There are still I'm not being paid for this, nor are you. There are still some really cool events he's
got. We're open to it, though.
Yeah, so Kenny, if you want...
Anybody wants to pay us, we're open to it.
We'll do it. Shoot us some cash. I might need it for this trip. to bail me out of jail when I go into the Foot Clan. Right. I'm just here for the Foot Clan. I just want to do the Shredder walk. I swear. Sir, we're going to need you to...
I think I know people in North Carolina, so if you get...
All right.
The way that came across was very gangster. I know people there.
I like that.
If you get locked up in the clink. Yeah.
My Gaylord boy over here coming through.
I think they're Gaylord folk there. I'll check for you. If worse comes worse.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
We got some cool ones coming up. Also in North Carolina, Halloween Kills. He's doing an event for Halloween Kills with special guest Tom Jones.
Oh, they're doing that at the bar, right?
That's right. This is the Rusty Nail where Evil Dies Tonight begins. That's the genesis of Evil Dies Tonight.
The Rusty Nail.
And the guy who plays Loomis in the flashbacks will be
there
in attendance signing autographs and stuff.
That's what I was saying. I really like the flashback bits of that.
It's
movie.
So good. It made me just want like kind of like that. Yeah. Anyway, I like Halloween Kills a lot though. He's also doing Halloween Ends.
Okay.
In Pooler, Georgia at Ronnie's Restaurant, which is I believe in the sequence where Allison and our boy Corey are having their kind of heart to heart before he finally goes on his rampage.
I don't remember that scene off the top of my head right now.
They're having dinner together or a meal together before.
Okay, that's not when they're not on top of the building.
No, they're in a restaurant, like a diner type.
Oh, yeah.
He's starting to lose it at that point. I don't think he goes full crazy at that point, but that's like not long after.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's also on Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, doing an epic 80s horror movie and arcade game night. It's the halfway to Halloween celebration in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So this is an actual arcade called Wieners and Losers.
Okay.
And it's in Winston-Salem. And they're doing, there's 135 arcade games, original arcade machines, and they're doing like a sleepover at this place. You're encouraged to dress up in 80s costumes. They're playing a ton of 80s movies throughout the night, so that sounds kind of cool. Mothman Prophecies.
Oh, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
That is that's a cool movie to do a show. Yeah. Like
I don't know the place itself. It's at a restaurant. Which is right across the road from the bridge, which is very important in the film.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I spent since it came out, I think, on like DVD. Maybe we should like throw that on the list.
Yeah, we should add that. That'd be cool. That's in Pennsylvania. So that one sounds cool. We've got Children of the Corn on July 13th.
Okay.
In Whiting, Iowa, with special guest Courtney Gaines, who plays Malachi.
Okay. Is he doing in a cornfield?
They are screening it, I believe.
In the cornfield?
Let me see if they're screening it. There's local food vendors that are going to be there, and they're going to be selling popcorn and corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Of course.
See if he'll do Urban Harvest somewhere.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
That'd be fun. this will be taking place in the heart of the town where they filmed all the town scenes. So I don't know how many actual cornfields will be there, but... But like the admission for this thing is $30.
Yeah. Yeah, if you are in the area,
that's easy peasy. If you're not, even if you're not, at least you're not paying, you know, hundreds of dollars to go do something cool. Like, I mean, for your flight and stuff, sure, but like the event itself is very affordable. Newly announced is Twister at the drive-in movie theater scene set where they did, I think they're watching Jurassic Park, right? On the screen?
They watching Jurassic Park?
No, The Shining. They're watching The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
There's something... whatever. The Shining, yes.
Did you see the trailer for Twisters?
Yes. Let's move on from that. Sleepaway Camp, the original, at the summer camp.
Yeah, that's perfect, yeah.
I think they're screening it right on the beach where...
Where it happens.
The reveal.
Yeah, happens. The beach where it happens.
Special guest is Frank Saladino, who plays Gino, one of the many gentlemen in crop tops in that film. So that's pretty exciting.
It is a crop top heavy film.
It's a crop top heavy film. And short shorts, my goodness. Doing your favorite Halloween film, Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers, in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Myers House.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Also, your other favorite Halloween film.
What you're saying, yeah.
Your favorite Halloween mask, I should say.
Uh-huh. Five. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
The one with the neck that goes down to his mid chest region. Also doing Halloween 6 at the Myers House that's used for Halloween 6, which is a lot of fun. A couple of nice Halloween ones. Doing Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, with the actor who plays Court.
Oh.
You pooping back there? What does he say? Taking a dump?
Yeah, you taking a poop, and then he's like,
he'll be there.
I love Court.
He's the best.
One of my favorites, yeah.
They're screening it at the site of Camp Crystal Lake from the film.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That is like, so my mom is not a horror fan at all, but she got like, I remember I was watching Part 6 and she got into it, especially the part where like he's like going back and forth by the kids. She was like on the edge of her seat at that part. Yeah.
In October, he's doing The Goonies out in Oregon at the Lower Columbia Bowl. It's a bowling alley from The Goonies.
There's a bowling alley in The Goonies?
It's a bowling alley now. I don't remember it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I had to rewatch that too. In October, he's doing The Shining. Not the Steven Weber version, of course. But the, at the Timberline Lodge, where Stanley Kubrick shot the film.
Okay.
So it's the Overlook Hotel that is not, you see in the film, which is very cool. This is one I'm
I've heard creepy stories about that place. That's the place, right?
I've been to so there's two places, right? So the Timberline Lodge is where they shot the movie.
I'm thinking of the one.
Stanley. I've been to the Stanley.
I'm thinking of the Stanley.
I've been there, and the basement is weird.
Okay.
It doesn't feel right.
That's what I've heard.
Could be my own.
I remember,
you know,
I was listening to an interview with Mike Flanagan. It was a really cool podcast that what's my man's name from Lord of the Rings?
Dominic Monaghan?
No, main guy. I'm blanking completely right
Elijah
now.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, Elijah Wood. He used to host a podcast where he'd invite, like,
filmmakers.
Well,
they were going to open a horror movie museum there. I think he was, like...
Yeah,
that was the plan.
Yeah, but he used to have filmmakers on, and he used to ask them, like, if like, it would be all talking about, like, supernatural experiences. Yeah. And Mike Flanagan's like, I don't believe in that stuff. Like, I just don't believe in it. But, like, I went to the Stanley, and I stayed there one night, and, like, that's the only time I've ever believed in it.
Yeah. There's been one or two occasions in my life where I went, yep.
Yeah.
Something's up here. That was one of them. And it could have just been the vibe because I was in the Stanley, but it was cool. I won't lie. This one, I'm tempted. If I could pull it off, I don't think so. But Lost Boys on the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk, yeah.
Yep, that one's pretty solid. In November, he's doing Urban Legend at the university where they shot Urban Legend.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Big Urban Legend fan, as you know. And that's what he's got on the docket for this year so far. Cool list.
I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are they still doing or have they done any recent... remember they were doing like you could hang out at the Friday the 13th, like the camp?
Oh, yeah. I got a text today.
I have not getting... Oh, you got a text today?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you on the list?
I was getting emails. They're probably going to my spam folder at this point is probably what has happened.
Yeah, you probably ignored them long enough to where they're... Yeah, so May 17th through 19th is their next one.
Oh, okay.
That's their spring. Can't do that one. September 12th through 14th is
September?
Yes, and also in October.
Smile.
There's three opportunities this year. You can do a couple different fall options. Yeah.
Talk to the wife. This is her husband's 40th birthday this year. It'd be a nice little
getaway. If you go, let me know.
Yeah, nice little getaway. I'm just saying. Yeah,
I would really like to go do that.
Yeah, that's a bucket list. Yeah.
I mean, like, to go to any of the camps from the Friday the 13th movies would be really cool. But I think even though the original is not my favorite movie in the series, the original would be the one to do.
Yes, as far as those things go.
That is Crystal Lake. Like, that's...
Now, an on-set cinema screening of Jason Takes Manhattan on the boat...
On the actual boat?
I would rule. That boat's probably not.
Decommissioned?
Yeah, anywhere. It's probably... I was curious if you... I followed this guy. He's very exciting, this guy. If you follow 80s Life on YouTube.
I think so.
Yeah, he goes around to like different...
Filming locations?
Yeah, filming locations. I found him because he went to the Palm Springs episodes of Saved by the Bell. He went to the Palm Springs
Hotel.
Awesome. Yes. So
why wouldn't he?
And then I got... But he also goes around like old malls. He was at this like Koreatown Mall out in LA.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like stuff where like people go around old malls and just walk around.
That's... Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is kind of neat.
Most of them are abandoned at this point.
Yeah.
How are we on time? Do we want to talk more or are we good?
There was something you really wanted to do this year. Said you wanted to bring up. Damn. So
here's the problem. I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah.
You know I love the Turtles. I've talked about it on here before many times. This could be the next complaint I get on the show is going to be like too much Turtles.
You excited for that? No. This is the bonus. This is the bonus. We do whatever.
Yeah, bonus is allowed. Yeah. Yeah.
You excited for that new cartoon show?
Yeah.
I'm saving X-Men 97 for Saturday morning. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. I need to get some, like, shitty cereal, too.
Champion. That's perfect, dude.
Me and the boy are going to get up.
Get some
I always get
loops.
Up. Yeah.
And just go to town, dude.
I get up early with him on Saturday mornings. That's my weekend day.
Yeah. Sunday's so, like, mine.
I throw on some cartoons, me and the boy.
Mm. Dude, that rules. That's going to be fun. I really wanted to rewatch the original, but I just didn't have time.
There are a couple places that have put out, like, 30-minute to an hour-long recaps, so.
Yeah, that could be cool. I will check out the new Turtle show. You liked the new movie, right?
Quite a bit, yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, very pumped about that. Anyway, so, you know I love Turtles, and you know my favorite Turtles thing, of all my favorite Turtles things, which there are a lot, is the 1990 movie. I'm going to the farmhouse. I just talked about that. Unfortunately for me, there was a convention in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
In July, which is the same month I'm going to the farmhouse in North Carolina.
Okay.
And it's like less than, it's like 10 days after.
Okay.
I'm like, can I pull this off? I don't think I can. But I want to.
Okay.
Because they're doing a Ninja Turtles 1990 reunion.
Who's going to be there?
All right, you want to know? All four of the actors that played the turtles in the suits.
What's nice about the turtles, like those four actors, like they're not like nuts, right? They're not like, they're like normal people, right?
Yeah.
Every time I see like one of these Power Rangers, these old Power Rangers,
I know.
They're crazy.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
No, like, it's okay. It's like, fair.
Like, it's nice that the turtles, the guys that play the turtles, have...
They seem pretty chill.
Seem pretty sane, at least in public, so that's all I ask.
Mac Feldman was the voice of Donatello.
Oh, he was the voice.
So that's... He's doing okay, though.
I was gonna... Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Most of Feldman's like, weird... It's kind of, like, quirky, like, kind of, like...
I think.
Yeah.
He did the Corey's Angels thing, which was a little bit... Alarming.
What was this?
That's not...
Okay, let's anyway. Not do that. Because I'm thinking of the Michael Jackson stuff, mostly. Like the...
Yeah, like, he had a... Yeah, we don't have to get into it. We could go on a whole tangent. Corey's Angels, look it up. I don't know. Not sure. So, all four guys that were in the suits. Not the voice actors, but the suits.
Cool.
Except for the fact that Raphael did both.
Both.
He's the one guy who did both.
Michelangelo didn't. That was different guys.
Different guys. Okay. Leonardo, different guys. Donatello was Feldman as the voice. But Josh Pius... was Raphael.
Okay.
Do you know what Josh Pius was in that we're big fans of?
Yes, but I'm blanking right now.
Scream 3.
That's right. Yep.
He's the best line
in the movie. Yep.
He was in a film called Stab. He was stabbed. Kevin Clash will be here.
Kevin Clash.
The voice and puppeteer of Splinter.
Okay.
Also the voice of Elmo and puppeteer of Elmo, amazingly enough.
Oh, recently attacked by Larry David. Sorry.
What's that?
He was recently attacked by Larry David on the Today Show. Did you miss that?
No.
Oh, it was a big controversy. Yeah. Elmo was like, I don't know. He was doing Elmo things. Listen, I mean, not everybody's a fan of Elmo. And Larry David walked over and choked him, choked the puppet. And it was like a big to-do. It was like.
Oh, no. So it was probably Kevin Clash. So it was puppet.
Probably. So don't ask him about that.
Psyched about that.
That didn't seem.
Won't do that. Judith Hogue, who played April O'Neil.
Yep.
Of course. This one's James Saito, who played Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
When he got announced, I was like, anyway, Robbie Rist, the voice of Michelangelo, iconic voice. Do you know what Robbie Rist is known for?
No.
He was Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch, the death knell of the show. Isn't that cool?
You ever watch Brady Bunch? I always liked the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, it was
cool. I think the movies are fantastic.
They kind of rule.
Gary Cole is
fantastic.
One of my favorites.
They're all great. Everybody's great. Yeah.
Yep.
The first movie's the better of the two, but both are good.
I think both are funny, but yeah, I would agree with that.
Brian Tochi, who is the voice of Leonardo. I got his autograph many years ago, and it got destroyed in a flood in my apartment.
Mm.
So sad. Ken Scott, who was a stunt performer for many characters, Foot Clan guys, and all sorts of different characters. Paige Turco, who played April in 2 and 3.
So both Aprils. This is like when on The Fresh Prince when they had both Amphibs.
Crazy.
Do they get along? Do you know if they get along?
Yeah, they're friends. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they get. I don't know if there was ever any beef.
No, what was the reason? Was it scheduling conflicts?
There's been a billion.
Okay.
Who knows? Mostly it sounds like it was just... I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, depends on who you ask. There's no bad blood now.
I like both of them. I'm
a big fan of both. I'm always a Judith guy, but that's just because I love the original. Yeah. I think Paige is very great, too. So, Todd W. Langan, he's signing and doing photo ops for free.
Who's he?
He's the writer of the first two Turtles movies. Okay. So he's not. It's not like he's like, but like that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like he could make money, and he's like, no.
Do it for free. That is awesome. Nice of him. Yeah. Better man than me.
It's pretty rad. Yeah. I want to meet him so I can show him that I have the same jacket he has.
That jacket you got, yeah.
Because he's got it on in the yeah.
Oh, you were going to ask about that, right? You were going to trace it back to who
I want to figure it out.
Yeah.
I have a theory, but I think it's outlandish and I'm not going to.
Will anybody be at the onset cinema screening that you could ask? Or not?
No? Okay. Thus far, I might contact a. God, I'm going to sound like a crazy person. I have a contact from the original movie.
Yeah.
/ the second movie.
Yeah.
He was the prop master.
That's right.
Okay. For both movies. And I might contact him and ask if he can give me some info.
Okay.
Super cool dude. Like, awesome. Like, but I might reach out to him and see. Yeah. This is the one you're going to get excited for.
Mm-hmm.
The final member of the reunion in this Knoxville Fanboy Expo, it's called.
Speaking of, not Johnny Knoxville, was it Ninja Turtle?
He was. He dropped out for the second one, much like Judith Hogue. Richard Usher will be in attendance. Richard Usher, his partner's in crime.
Ah.
He's going to be... I mean, dude, it's amazing. Should I run through the guest list real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Turtles? Yeah. Michael Rooker.
The Rook.
Danny Trejo.
Love Danny Trejo and Michael Rooker. Two great.
Love them both.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
It's a good cod.
It's a really good
cod. This is a really good cod, yeah.
We're not done, dude. It's getting good. Dolph Lundgren and Danny Trejo in the same room is just...
Yeah.
And Michael Rooker.
Yes. It's a lot of testosterone.
Oh. Gina
but
Carano.
But not toxic masculinity.
No. Gina Carano.
Oh, wow.
Toxic femininity. just toxic. pissed off somebody. Brandon Wayne, who plays the Mandalorian in the suit. So basically, he plays the Mandalorian.
Oh, he's
not the voice.
Yeah, he's going to be he's going to be annoyed by, like, Gina. And
I'm sure. Giancarlo Esposito.
The thing with her is, like, she was, like, well, no, I'm not even going to get into the politics, but, like, yeah, like, she was told by people just, like, people on the show, like, hey, just, like, let it blow over. Just
cut
like,
it out.
Like, cut it out. Like, let it blow over.
Chill.
Yeah, like, chill. And she did not chill.
Chill was not in her vocabulary.
No.
No.
She lost the gig. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
Start Haywire.
Yes. Giancarlo Esposito. I mentioned him.
Yes.
This one. Odette Fair. You said it was a good con.
Go, man, I wish you
That's
were going
more
there.
Masculinity. Oh, my goodness.
If you could go there and then sign every single Wizard fan casting that I have from, like, the early 2000s of him as, like, Iron Man.
Doctor Strange, Iron Man. anybody with facial hair.
Odette Fair was the go-to Wizard magazine fan cast for any superhero movie.
And deservedly so. But who did he play? The guy in Resident Evil 2 and 3. No, I like Odette Fair a lot.
Odette Fair was in The Mummy, too, wasn't he?
That's damn right.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to diss Odette Fair. He's wonderful, but... Peter Cullen, voice of Optimus Prime.
Absolutely.
And
he's still
Eeyore.
Good. He's still going. All right, good. Yep. Good
and
for him.
And Eeyore.
I love Eeyore. I have my favorite...
Love Eeyore.
I have a big coffee cup that has Eeyore on it. I drink out of it every day, almost.
Yeah.
Because I have
to
wash it.
I don't wash my coffee cups very often. When I see grounds, I go, all right, it's time. Ray Park. John Lovitz.
Excellent.
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones is a delight. Anybody goes to a con, meet Doug Jones because he will brighten your day.
Yes. The line will be long.
But it'll be worth it because the line will be long because he takes his time and speaks to you. One of the nicest people I've ever.
You guys had the opposite interaction that I did that weekend.
Was that the same weekend? Okay. Mm-hmm. The John Moxley weekend?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for watching, pal. Paul Williams. Do you know Paul Williams?
Yeah, from Phantom of the Paradise. And,
yes, and Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Which Planet of the Apes was he in? Battle? Yeah, Battle.
He's in Battle, yeah.
He was in Smokey
and
the Bandit.
The ones.
Did you know that he's mostly known for his songwriting?
Yes. Yeah, he wrote a lot of Muppet songs, right?
He wrote Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, he wrote Rainbow Connection. And I know I believe he wrote the songs for Phantom of the Paradise, which is a movie I really like.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. A great movie, yeah. He also wrote Old Fashioned Love Song by Three Dog Night. And Rainy Days and Mondays, and We've Only Just Begun for the Carpenters.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, my God. Bill Beretta, voice of many of the Muppets characters, the Swedish Chef. Rolfo, he's also the voice of Fred Sinclair, or Earl Sinclair, I'm sorry. Earl Sinclair from Dinosaurs, the dad.
Not the mama.
Not the mama. They're doing a Wonder Years reunion. Everybody's there. The whole cast, pretty much.
Okay.
Except for the troublesome... What's that?
Is there a controversial Wonder Years cast member?
Which brother? The Savage. The controversial Savage is not going to be there.
Okay. I didn't know one of them was controversial. Now.
Yeah, he... there's a Grease 2 reunion.
I just watched Grease 2.
It's better than the first one.
Well, okay, I like
it
Grease
is.
I like Grease a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
I do too.
This is a, this is a good hot take by you. I disagree, but I will. I like Grease 2 is what I, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I think it's better.
You know what is fucking phenomenal? If anybody, they did a live Grease musical that was on like Fox. Probably like
all those live ones are so sweet.
Like the Grease one is incredible.
Is it like good or is it like funny good?
Good, good.
Because most of those are like funny good.
Vanessa Hudgens is in it. And like I'm I don't know anything about it. Like but like her mom had died like that week and ooh, she went out and gave like the best performance I've ever seen in my life.
Good for
this
her. Rock. Kill it. Crush it. But yeah, the Grease 2 reunion, Maxwell Caulfield.
Okay.
Who was Rex Manning.
Oh yeah.
In Empire Records.
Yeah.
Another set I'm going to be visiting in North Carolina.
Oh, really?
It's a restaurant now.
Awesome.
So I'm going to have some food in Empire Records.
I love
like
Empire
I'm
Records.
So excited. We're also going to the One Tree Hill Bridge.
What's the they eat the oatmeal cream pies, right?
Yep.
Little Debbie's? Yeah.
Yep. Christopher McDonald.
What are you doing the bridge? The
One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay. That's a Nikki thing, right? Or is that you too? Okay.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay.
I love you some Chad Michael Murray.
CMM, yeah.
Christopher McDonald was in Grease 2 as well.
Yes, he
so
was.
He'll be Shooter McGavin himself. He'll be there. A few wrestling guests before we close this out. Eric Bischoff.
Okay.
Will be there. Samoa Joe.
Okay.
And Nick Nemeth.
Ah, okay. Very nice.
So what a guest.
That's a good cop.
My
that's
goodness.
Cop. Yeah.
Crazy. Now, you can buy fan packages for certain celebrities, so you get like a autograph and photo op, the whole thing. So
yeah,
it's bought ahead of time, so you're guaranteed you're gonna get your.
That's cool.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Care to guess? If you wanted the ultimate Ninja Turtles, you're meeting
God,
everybody.
So
you're meeting
this.
Everybody.
Okay.
You get a photo op with the entire group, mm-hmm, all of them, from one to whatever. Autographs from everybody. Care to guess how much that would be?
I'm
12
so,
guests.
12 guests. I'm so bad at this. I'm going to say 950.
It's over 1,000. Just over 1,000.
Okay.
Yep. So you're really close.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And now, for me, I would just want to get autographs. I don't need a big group photo. I don't need it. I just don't.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with that, honestly? Just autographs from the 1990 people. In particular, that would be my goal.
Yeah,
can you care to guess how much that would be? Just autographs from the 1990.
The four,
so
or everybody.
The whole night. So like April, the four turtles.
I'll say 650.
540.
Okay, I'm not off. I'm not
you're really
off.
Close, man.
Maybe I should be pricing these things out for these
cons, dude. Yeah. What are we doing? All right. So anyway, so I'm. Thank you for entertaining me on that one.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah. That entertained me.
Yes, I'm. I don't think that's even remotely realistic, but I'm going to try and convince some people. I'm not going to be able to convince you. You have a very young child at home.
Yeah.
You're on my list, but
I'm
officially checking you off. Don't worry. You're off the list, but
I'm
going
to
try
go
and
to
convince,
local cons here yeah, coming up. But yeah.
I'm going to try and convince some friends to drive down. It's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
Just get up early, get down there, hang out, have some dinner, con all day, and then drive right back the next day. I have some friends I'm going to...
I can see that, yeah.
Founder, you listening? Nick?
Founder,
Nick? Gojo?
I'm not going to make it.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Please? Ride with me? Yeah.
Like so, Nelly.
It's I-75. That's it.
Straight shot, yeah.
Dude, it's a straight shot. Let's go. Let's do it. Not me and you. I know we can't. But you'd love to meet Dolph. Who's... From the whole guest list, who is your
number? Oh, that's
that's tough. I know.
That is tough. Like,
I don't remember
everybody,
but
the first one, like the first name you said, would be cool, which is Michael Rooker. Like, I love Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
I loved.
He's great.
Yeah, I love the Rook.
The Rook. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dolph would be up.
Dolph, Michael Rooker. Like those first three people you named.
Dolph, and then God, I'm sorry, Michael Rooker, and who's the second one?
Danny Trejo.
Trejo's good.
Trejo's cool. It probably comes down to Rooker and Dolph now that I think about it.
For me, yeah, non-Turtles and
non-Turtles,
Dolph.
Yeah.
Because I would have him sign a Master of the Universe, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Punisher. Ooh, that's tough. Or Rocky.
I forgot about Odette Fair.
Odette Fair's good, too. Yeah. It'd be Dolph for me, personally. Like, but what do you have him sign? Like, because, like, when I think of Dolph, I think of, like, three movies that I legitimately kind of love. Like,
yeah,
it's Rocky IV, no question. It's the best of the Rocky sequels. Like, not counting the Creed and Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Like, just the initial Rocky series, it's the best.
Yeah.
In my opinion. It's ridiculous, but I love it.
Three and four are really close for me.
Three's a better movie.
Yeah, three and four are really close, but, like...
Four's a personal favorite,
though. Yeah, I was going to say, four probably has the, like, the... yeah, nostalgia, the personal, like, the... personal connection for
me. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the Stallone cut?
No, I haven't. That just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but then Punisher, like, I love him in Punisher. He's, like, I legitimately like that movie. Like, mm-hmm.
No, I like Punisher.
The reason people don't like it is because he's not wearing the skull. That's it. Yeah.
It's nonsense. It's a great Punisher. It's a great version of, like, what the Punisher was.
An 80s Punisher.
Yeah, would have been.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Masters, of course, which is still my favorite, like, I watched Revelation and Revolution or whatever.
The Kevin Smith one. Yeah.
Yeah. And they make some references to.
Very nice. Oh, yeah. You're telling me.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Cool.
We're out.
We'll talk to you next time when we are doing a movie that we've decided.
Yes. We don't know.
All right. Thanks, everybody.